It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush as he takes a well-deserved day off. And filling in with me is Anil Mathai. Anil, how are you holding up? It's been 2 hours of this.
It's great. It goes by quick, too.
It does go by quick, doesn't it? It kind of flies by. You did great with the movies. I was so impressed.
Oh, it was fun.
My gosh.
I'm going to be watching some movies tonight. I'm going to grab one of those DVDs and watch it tonight because I need to be inspired again. So.
You need to be inspired again. Yeah. You need to watch a movie that I cannot get Richard and John to watch. Do you like monster movies?
Not really.
Oh, never mind. Pitch Black. It's an old movie. I can't get anybody to watch Pitch Black. Somebody out there, watch Pitch Black. By the way, folks, if you want to weigh in on what we're about to talk about or anything else, it's 303-477-5600. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, and probably for the next couple segments here, I want to talk about prayer, okay? Mm-hmm. And not, gee, how do I pray? I don't think anybody wants to know, you know, but... And no, it isn't to my statue in the backyard. It's but there is a big divide right now online amongst Christians and conservatives about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's face it. Not only do we regard him very poorly because of his policies mm-hmm. and the things he's doing. Look, I mean, he's helping more kids be killed, mm-hmm. unborn children, in our view. In mm-hmm. our view, okay? Mm-hmm. He's helping... basically foister racism on a country that's trying to get away from it mm-hmm. by dividing by race with our COVID dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's doing a lot of things that are incredibly divisive. And I don't even want to list them all out. It would take forever. But I'm going to just say it. I think he's a terrible man. I think he's a terrible person. But there have been terrible kings and terrible presidents in the past. Mm-hmm. And the question always comes up, how do we pray for them? Why should we pray for them if we do pray for them? Should we pray for them? And what I've seen online is a huge divide where people on one side say they pray for Joe Biden and they suddenly act like he's their buddy, he's their friend. Mm-hmm. And, oh God, you've chosen him. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he is our rightful president. We love him. Please help him be the best and do this and guide him. Guide him as your hand mm-hmm. into all that he does mm-hmm. and so forth. And they basically think we're going to pray him into being a good person. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray him into being a good man. And on the other side, at the other extreme, because that's kind of an extreme. Mm-hmm. At the other extreme, you hear people say, there's no way I'm praying for that man. He's evil. He is awful. He's terrible. It's not just that he disagrees with my policies. He's a horrible man. We will not pray for him. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to come down in the middle, as I often do. Mm-hmm. But let me reel off a few scriptures, or maybe you can jump in with some. Let's just talk.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about your enemies. Mm-hmm. How do you treat your enemies? Now, there are different ways. Obviously, there are times when you smite your enemies, obviously, in the Bible. Yeah. There are cases where you have to do that. There's a time to fight, a time to heal, and so forth. Well, let's listen to Romans 12:20. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Mm-hmm. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Mm-hmm. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Mm-hmm. All right, let's unpack that really quick.
Yeah.
And folks, I don't want to bore you too much, but this is huge right now. A lot of conservatives and Christians are really grappling with, how do we handle this guy? Okay, well, obviously, Joe's not hungry and he's not thirsty. Mm-hmm. But if he were in need and you saw him, would you help him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So would I.
Yeah.
All right. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Now, what does that mean?
You're going to cool down the wrath against you. There's an anger there. And basically, love is going to overtake the hate that's already there, or the anger, whatever that is, you know.
Right. I've also heard it said as the burning coals are burning coals searing his conscience.
Yes.
In other words, he's been bad. This person's been bad to you.
Yeah.
Be good to them.
Yeah.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be Joe Biden, folks. It could be somebody at work, in your church, in your family. They're bad to you.
Yeah.
Do good to them
yeah.
because you're going to sear their conscience.
Yes.
And they're going to realize a little bit more, man, maybe I shouldn't have been that way.
Yeah.
But if you keep coming back at them, repaying evil for evil, eye for eye, what do? They escalate.
That's right.
That doesn't work too well.
No.
Right. And, you know, by the way, you know, a lot of people say, well, are you going to honor Joe Biden as your president? You know, folks, I'm going to honor the office, and we'll get into that here in a bit.
Yeah.
Am I going to honor him as my president? Let me tell you something. We took a fake, completely fake dossier funded by the opposition, mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. We took a whistleblower who had no supporting documents or evidence whatsoever, just making a claim.
Yep.
Who was, it turns out, a Democrat activist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We took people like that, and based on their word, we launched a 2+ year investigation destroying, let's face it, it did, destroying the presidency of a man who lawfully won the presidency of the United States.
Yeah.
And yet, when Ted Cruz steps up and simply says, guys, before we ratify this count,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we're not going to ratify the electoral count. You've got my vote. We'll do whatever we got to do by the Constitution. But before we do that, can we spend 10 days looking at the evidence
That's right.
of voter fraud, folks? Well, gee, was there cause? Come on. Out of 19 counties, I know people have heard this before, but out of 19 counties that had chosen the president every time for the last 40 years,
mm-hmm.
every time,
because
these are swing counties,
mm-hmm.
Trump won 18 of them by an average of double digits.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, but that was all swept away in the middle of the night in four cities where votes poured in for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Some electronically, some in other ways, but they poured in the middle of the night. Now, does that mean we know that he cheated his way into the office? No. That means all we want is our day in court.
Yeah.
Okay. And be it in the Supreme Court, which doesn't seem to want to hear anything.
Yeah.
They can find any reason. Well, you didn't present it right.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes, you're the Supreme Court. How about just saying, hey, just whatever. This is important. Bring in the evidence and make your case.
Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden, you say that you want to be peaceful. Right? Unity. You want to do unity. Really? All you had to do was say, guys, go ahead and I think I won. Go ahead and do the 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear this evidence. Because those are some extreme things. And by the way, I could give many more examples of extreme things that happened in this election. Like expanding your win rate in places like Ohio and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that and then lose Pennsylvania. It's mm-hmm. ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, losing Pennsylvania to a guy who said he's going to crush oil and gas and coal.
Yeah.
Incredible. Okay. To simply, if Joe, if you wanted unity, why didn't you just say, what, that's all you want? And it'll be done before the 20th? Yeah, Joe, it's going to be done before the 20th.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. And you just want an audit? Yeah, we just want to present. We just want them to be able to present all their evidence. They've mm-hmm. got hundreds of people who have signed affidavits, claiming they saw voter fraud. Let's bring in the evidence.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, after spending 2 years investigating President Trump, an innocent man with nothing to base it on,
and then just have another impeachment a week ago,
right?
With no evidence, and hasn't even been sent over to the Senate before the president left.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, do you expect? And then you can't even have a 10-day look at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no evidence, great. Then that's going to prove you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can't do that, no. You are not somebody I'm going to honor as president. Will I honor the office? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll get back, you know, after the break, I'll even say some great ways I honor The Office. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get into some of these scriptures a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But first of all, folks, I just want you to understand, do I honor Joe Biden as president under those circumstances? No.
Yeah.
No, I can't. How could I? All he had to do was allow us to look at the evidence. Just say, hey, man. And it's, you could say, well, it's not up to him. He could say it. Go ahead. He didn't.
Yep.
2 years over nothing. Couldn't do 10 days over something. No, I'm not going to honor him. Let's go to break. Up next is American National Insurance. Folks, with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Okay, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, I keep saying it. Don't wait until you retire. A reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. And Bruce Simmons can show you how. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, Flesh and Beck. Every legal issue is an obstacle course. So many hoops to jump through, but Kevin Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H, he and his people hold your hand and walk you through each step, then get you the best result. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate and Anil Mathai. We are talking about praying for the president. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you don't do, but careful how you do it. Let's not get crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Really quick here. Romans 13:1, pretty easy one. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Now, folks, some people mistake that to say God wanted this person to win.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a difference. I always go into this between his desired will, his sovereign will. His sovereign will is that which he allows, and that is in his great plan. Mm-hmm. For every one thing that happens, there is an infinite list of things he will not allow to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes, he allowed that to happen, and he does have a plan, even with a bad, evil king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that doesn't mean he likes bad, evil kings. That doesn't mean God wakes up every morning and says, I want bad, evil kings.
Mm-hmm.
There's also his desired will. Remember, it says, for it is not the Father's will that any should perish, but that all should have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do all have eternal life? No.
No.
In fact, the vast majority don't. It says wide path to destruction,
yeah.
Narrow path to heaven. So obviously he doesn't get his way on everything. Everything that happens is not what he wants,
yeah.
But rather what he allows. And when we look at Joe Biden, you know, people say, well, will you honor the king? Will you honor the presidency? Let me tell you something. I'll honor the presidency. And here's some great ways that I honor it that they didn't honor Donald Trump the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw some in here, by the way, Anil. Let me throw one out right now. I'm not going to burn down cities.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Wow, what a guy. Andy Pate. He will not burn down cities.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that great? I'm not going to launch a 2-year investigation on somebody without evidence.
Yeah.
See, I'm honoring.
Yeah.
I'm honoring the presidency.
That's right.
By the way, I would take a bullet for Joe Biden in a heartbeat because he's the president. All right? I really would.
Mm-hmm.
And I honor him in many ways. In fact, I'm not going to incite violence of any kind. I'm against it.
Yeah.
I believe in self-defense, not self-offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
There are many, many ways that I honor the presidency. If laws come down from there, and I'm going to disagree. I already disagree with a lot of what he's doing. I'm going to obey. The other side didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing also, Andy, is to that point, is you remember this famous phrase from the debates. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're talking to the U.S. president at the time. And that was what President Biden called President Trump. You know, that's very disrespectful of the office and the individual. So that's what he did.
What's another name he called him in the...
He called him a clown.
A clown?
Unbelievable that in a debate for president, that a candidate who understands the White House and the office as being the former vice president, to call a sitting U.S. president a clown. So there was clearly no respect for the individual. And I'll say it, he wasn't even respecting the office at the time by being that disrespectful.
But wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. We're told now that anytime we say anything negative or even use a label, he just used one,
yeah.
Use a label with yeah. Joe Biden that we're not respecting the presidency.
We can challenge individuals and their policies. I mean, as Christians, you know, we're still called to pray for individuals, because the first and foremost thing is this. Everyone's going to die. And the question is, where are we going to go? So it's an eternal question. And we can't dehumanize individuals, even if they've already dehumanized us and society. We can't do that as believers.
It's called turn the other cheek.
Yeah, yeah. And just, Biden is made in the image of God. So are you and I. And so we have to respect him as an individual, to pray for him, his salvation, not for the office, but his salvation.
Ah, yes.
And that's the first thing here.
We're going to get to that in a moment. Let me jump in.
Yeah.
First Timothy 2:1-4.
Mm-hmm.
It's real quick here. And folks, these are important because even if you're not a Christian, the Christians who are debating all this heatedly surround you. They're throughout everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to know what they're talking about. This is a big one that a lot of people bring up. I urge then, first of all, that prayers, petitions, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people,
mm-hmm.
for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives mm-hmm. in all godliness and holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. All right. Does this mean that we pray that God makes a bad person into a good person?
No.
A bad king, just morph him into a good king. Did God do that in the Old Testament? Did all the bad kings
yeah.
become good kings?
No.
Because I guarantee you, the people who were being oppressed, slaughtered, killed, whatever, they really wanted the bad kings to become good kings, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did God do that?
No.
But I thought, we can just pray and, you know, have God work on Joe Biden's heart and have Joe Biden have a heart and, you know, care about others. And yeah, I said that because I think he's a vicious person. Yeah. I do. I look at the things he's done and I'm just stunned. Yeah. Okay. When I look, I mean, they just threw away 11,000 jobs with the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Those people were expecting to be employed with their families. Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of people, folks. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
And what did they say? Pete Buttigieg. Oh, yeah, we're excited that they'll get jobs elsewhere. What, in green energy? We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Just like that. And that. They wipe it off. Oh, no problem. They can get jobs elsewhere. Really?
Yeah.
Do you say that of your constituents when people say they can just get jobs elsewhere? Your union constituents, no problem. They could get jobs elsewhere. By the way, those were union jobs.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. Folks, when we pray, you remember it says right here, to be saved, come to a knowledge of the truth. So there's one thing we're praying for Joe Biden, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We're not praying for him to agree with us in politics here. We know he's not going to.
Yeah.
But we want all people to come to a knowledge of God.
Yeah.
Okay. That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. So basically what that's saying is we're praying that these kings will allow us to live peaceful lives in godliness and holiness. So God, what we're saying is God protect us from these people, not God, oh, gee, make Joe be a good king.
Yeah.
Because when you say make Joe be a good king, you're throwing away the entire Old Testament.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah,
Go ahead. You're
exactly right. And Andy, the hardest part for me as a Christian, I think a lot of times when we pray, we're praying for someone else. Really, God is dealing with us. In 2009, I had trouble praying as a Christian for Obama. And God had to convict me that I had to pray for his salvation. And many said, oh, he's already a Christian, and I don't believe that whatsoever. And so, but I had to pray, and it humbled me that I had to focus on the person's salvation, his spiritual life. And that's exactly what we need to do, is focus on the president's spiritual life. And then, you know, if he comes to Christ and gets regenerated through the word of God truly, then that's a separate issue on issues and those kind of things. But, you know, we're still called to be alert. You know, Matthew 10, verse 16 talks about being wise as a serpent, you know, not stupid. And so the problem with us is we just kind of lay down and say, oh, yeah, I'll pray for him and he'll do everything great. No, he won't.
Whoa, I thought it just said be innocent as doves and left it at that.
No. And that section's
so
about...
So be Mr. Nice Guy, yeah. And leave it and left it at that, right? That's all it said?
Yeah. No. And that whole section's about persecution. A lot of things that Christians don't want to deal with. And maybe God allowed this to happen, this evil to happen, so that persecution's going to come and deal with this issue. And Christians don't want to deal with it. It's a tough topic.
You know, before we go to break, I have to invite somebody in here who is a traitor to all of Colorado. Okay? And that is Traitor Joe. Traitor, you left us. My wife has never forgiven you. How you doing, sir?
Andy, I'm doing good. How's you all doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Have you joined the mafia yet? I just want to know, I mean, have you joined the mafia? Obviously to make good changes therein.
You know, I haven't, but I got to tell you, when I grew up going to high school here in North Jersey, I had a bunch of friends I didn't realize at the time, but their dads were in the mafia. Seriously. I mean, I can go back now and think back. These guys, you know, go home to my buddy's house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon after school. His father's sitting in the living room, big red Cadillac outside. And I said to my friend, what does your father do? Oh, he's in the trash business.
Okay, well, Joe, before we go to break, can I do another scripture? You happen to know the scriptures. And I just kind of want to throw this out there and challenge us a little bit, because this is a really tough one for us to hear. Right now, we are bitter. Our liberties are being taken away. Our country is being, let's face it, wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Racism is running rampant mm-hmm. now. And it's been told, you get to run the day. A lot of bad things happening. Listen to this. Luke 6, 27 through 28. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people kind of look at that and basically say, oh, well, let's just pray blessings and shower blessings upon Joe Biden and all of them. Is that what this is talking about, national policy, or is this talking about individuals in your life? Joe, go ahead.
You know, I think it's both, but I think
sure.
the most important aspect is individuals in your life. and I want to bring this back later, maybe after the break, to talk about Trump and how the left, even though he's gone, are trying to vilify and do damage to Trump, even though it's pointless at this point. And from my perspective, even though it applies to both, it's more relevant when you talk about individuals. So that's my take.
I agree. And by the way, I think I agree that I also believe it's both individuals in your life and public figures. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of wanted to test you a little bit with that. Joe, you passed the flying colors. Look, it is really tough to set yourself aside and put life in perspective enough to pray for those who are abusive toward you. And this president is abusing us, mm-hmm. and is going to continue to for 4 years, and it's going to escalate. All right. And I think too often we think that that's all there is in life, and we don't understand my president isn't my life. Even though he's destroying so many things, my life is bigger, especially if I know God. Does that make sense? All right. Let's go to break first, though. Sound good? Purefoy Chevrolet. If you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you covered. With a full lot of great cars at a place where you're treated like family. That's, by the way, what I love the most there. They mm-hmm. actually treat you like family. Mm-hmm. Check out the 2020 closeout deals, still a few there, and the gorgeous 2021s at purefoychevrolet.com, or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face to face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. Right now, most of us, let's face it, we're not looking to the future. We're just looking at the present. We're struggling with all the pressures of life. But Al Smith looks to your future and helps design plans to make that future better. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now. Estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Gino's Auto is up next. Hey, Anil, really quick, you ever had a starter or alternator go out?
Yes, an alternator, yep.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Nothing starts. And then they take your car in and they got to go through the check because it's like five different electrical things that could be wrong. And then you find out it's one of those and it's always super expensive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I hate that too. Well, right now, Gino's Auto Service, that's Gino's with a J, been around almost 38 years. Well, right now, Geno's is having a sale on Napa starters and alternators. Okay, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
To get one at a discount, just call Geno's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That's very contemplative music there, Charlie. Well done for this segment. Well done. Okay, we have Trader Joe, Jersey Joe, how you doing, on the line along with me and Anil Mathai. Hey, guys, Joe, you got some other topics. Let's really quick finish this one up. I've got a proverb that a lot of people bring up when they talk about praying for the Lord. Proverbs 21:1. This will be the last scripture I toss out. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. All right. Now, some people think that way I can pray Joe Biden into going this way, that way, the other way. And, I'll pray to God and God will make him become a good king and do good things for us and suddenly be pro-life and all these wonderful things. Folks, God uses rulers in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And he generally used bad rulers to punish and discipline his wicked people. And folks, if you don't think America has been wicked in a lot of ways, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean to spiritualize everything that happens politically. There are a lot of other reasons he's going to do what he's going to do. Okay. But, if you look at the Psalms where David prayed about his enemies, it was to smite them, to bathe in the blood of his enemies and so forth. And there are a lot of prayers throughout the Bible. It's a big book. It was written over 1,500 years by 40 authors. This is a huge book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All with the hand of God on it. To take a few little snippets out and say, let's all pray Joe into being a great guy, is crazy. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, but we should pray for him. And do we pray blessings on him? Yes, but what blessings? Okay, that God makes his life great and gives him great health and does all these wonderful things with Joe and rains presence from heaven on him. I pray that he becomes a Christian.
Yes.
And gets to know God. And I pray for that with everybody. And by the way, I want that with me.
Yeah.
I test that with myself every day.
Same here, yeah.
Okay. And, I pray for conviction, of course. God can convict people that, look at the Apostle Paul, was the worst of the worst. God made him the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Could God reach Joe Biden's heart? Yeah.
Yes.
There isn't a heart beyond his reach.
Yeah.
But folks, in your prayers, this idea of praying for Joe Biden to govern kindly and gently and to do, I want him to back off as much as possible and allow us to act as Christians, which we can always do in our personal heart. But I hope that we have more freedom to worship and do these things. Yeah. We still have some of that.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Am I being fair, guys? What do you think, Anil?
No, you're being fair. I mean, first of all, let's focus on his and also Kamala Harris's heart and let them come to Christ. That's the first and foremost. And at the same time, we stand against wicked policies and wicked issues and anything like that. We don't just keep quiet. There's some level of Christianity where they all pray for him and won't do one single thing in society. You can't do that either. Stand up for the gospel. Be like David. Sometimes you're going to have to fight Goliath.
Exactly. Joe, let me throw it to you with this. I'm going to quote somebody, Rush Limbaugh, who, barring a miracle, we're going to lose this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, when Obama first took office, Rush said, I hope he fails. And the four great words of Rush Limbaugh, he was talking about Obama's policies. He hoped he failed at enacting them. Okay. Was that a bad thing to say, Joe? What do you think?
You could twist it to say, but it's kind of going back to the old saying, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Excellent.
I think in case of Limbaugh, he was saying, when he said he fails, he's saying, I hope his policies fail. so that Americans understand that, you know, socialism and big government is bad for this country, and that would be a lesson for the people. So I don't think he wanted Obama as a person to fail, you know, to be have any personal failures, but he wanted his policies to fail.
I agree. So. And by the way, he has said exactly that. And before the three of us butcher this anymore, we need a little help from Paul in Brighton. Paul, how you doing, sir?
Good. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Paul, what do you have for us?
I was actually going to say, you know, it's interesting that you're talking about this topic today, because this morning I was actually thinking about, you know, I've been very angry and everything with the whole situation, as I think most people on the conservative side had.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, I really need to take a minute and pray for our president to make good decisions for all of us. You know, I think that that's probably the hardest job there is in the world. And, you know, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're going to piss half the country off, and the other half you're going to make kind of happy. And, you know, it's a difficult job. So all you can do is pray that they, hopefully God urges them in the right direction to make good decisions for us all. And obviously they're going to make their own decisions, but, you know, that's all we can ask.
Well, Paul, you know, I think it'd be great if he would make good decisions. I don't know if God is going to make a bad president a good person. We still have free choice, freedom of choice. God gave us that. And will God overwhelm that? Can God reach Joe Biden? Yes. And maybe can he reach him in a way to make a good decision that helps us? Sure. Nothing is beyond God's reach. So, amen. Mm-hmm. That's a good thought, and I'm willing to pray that. Anything else, sir?
All right. That's all I had.
Thanks, Paul. Fantastic. Call again, okay? And, okay, tell you what. Before we go on, shall we go to break? Oops. Was that online?
I heard a dial tone.
Oh, that was a dial tone. Okay, Charlie. Charlie was just saying, okay, let's go to break. Let's go to break really quick. When we come back, Joe, you're up. I want to hear what's on your mind. Affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Take some of that equity in your home. Turn it into cash. Kurt can often do it without increasing the cash flow you're paying out. Just call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a good shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a good shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate and Neil Mathai. And on the line, Trader Joe, Jersey Joe. Hey, how you doing? Joe, do me a favor here. I want to talk food for a sec, and then we're going to get into your topics. All I want to know is this. You know, Philadelphia has the Philly cheesesteaks. Mm-hmm. Chicago has the deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. Maine has the lobsters, mm-hmm. you know, and the South has the Cajun food. What is Jersey known for?
Jersey actually is known for its own pizza. The pizza in New Jersey is unique and wonderful.
Yeah. What's it like?
And in fact, you know, it's got a leather, it's like a leathery crust. You know, you bite into it, you got to kind of tear it away. You got to, you know, pull it away. It's got this nice, chewy, leathery taste to it, like a good loaf of bread sometimes. It's got and the lot of oil. You, typically, when you hold a piece up and fold it, you'll see some of the oil run off it. Great cheese. Trust me. It is Jersey pizza is fantastic. And in the town I live in, there's got to be a pizza parlor every 150 yards. I can drive down a street and count 7 pizza parlors in 2 miles.
So basically, this won't be featured on our Health and Wellness Wednesdays.
No, it will. It will. By the way, the one thing you forgot is Scrapple. You know what Scrapple is?
What's that?
It's when they're butchering hogs, they take all the leftover little granules of leftover pork. People call it pork, you know, pig lips or whatever. And it's kind of this loose amalgamation of just pork scraps, which they put into a form into a brick, and you put it in a pan, you break it up, and you make it with scrambled eggs.
I actually blend that into my health shakes. Okay. Enough of that. We got a few minutes here. Go. What do you got for us?
All right. I want everybody to read a great article by Victor Davis Hanson in a periodical called American Greatness. And he makes a metaphor. I don't know if you read the article about stabbing Hector's corpse. Did you get the chance to read that one?
Yes.
All right. So he makes the metaphor that in the Greek epic, the Iliad, Achilles, who is the hero, there's this arrogant archenemy name of Hector. Well, Achilles winds up killing Hector, and after Hector is dead, all of his soldiers come along and they all stab Hector's corpse with their spears after the man is dead, and then they drag his body around the walls of Troy, you know, behind a chariot. And then finally Achilles, you know, realizes that this is destructive and not leadership, and allows Hector to be buried. Victor Davis Hanson makes the point that this is what the media and the Democrats are doing to Trump right now. You know,
he's
defeated. Yes, he was arrogant, but if Americans hate one thing more than a sore loser, it's arrogant, vindictive, and a bullying winner.
Yes,
and I want to draw some contrast. When Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox, He had led an armed insurrection against the United States. It was the very definition of treason. Grant could have had him arrested, tried for treason, and hung. But he said, get on your horse and go home. And he's, you know, he went back to, Lee went back to Richmond. Abe Lincoln, shortly thereafter, urged, let me just find, I want to quote, Lincoln said to the nation, proceed with malice towards none and with charity for all. This was his words to the people of the North with regard to how they dealt with the people from the South. So here we have, but the media, you know, you've got Don Lemon saying that anybody who voted for Trump is akin to a KKK and a white supremacist, the writer for the, Don Lemon, those who voted for Trump, nearly half the electorate, are synonymous with Ku Klux Klan and Nazis.
Yeah.
Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post, there are millions of Americans, almost all white, all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. If Biden wants to be a leader, he needs to tell these guys, knock it off.
And he's not saying a word.
Not saying a word. He needs to get out there. He needs to adopt Abe Lincoln. If I were him, I would offer a preemptive pardon to Trump and say, this is over. Let it be. The man lost, and I'm issuing a pardon to Trump. And you guys in the media, knock it off.
You know what? If I may jump in here, Joe, that is an incredible point. Because he has been the opposite of a unifier. He has been already, in his first week in the White House, the most divisive president I have ever seen.
Agree.
You know, and like I was talking earlier about, you know, race-based COVID payments. My gosh. So he's dividing us on race. And now he won't let this die. Let me give you a sports analogy. I want to hear what you think of this. Piling on. Okay, you got a team beat. You've got them crushed, and what do? You leave your starters on the field in the fourth quarter and go in for that extra touchdown when you're already up 28 and there's 5 minutes left. I mean, Americans hate that, am I right?
Yeah, it's arrogant and bullying. And it's arrogant, it's bullying, and it's vindictive, and it's pointless. And I don't know how many Americans see that. I'm hoping more than just Republicans do, but I think if it keeps up, it's going to be pretty obvious. And the media is leading the charge on this. I mean, again, whether it's Don Lemon at CNN or Robinson at the Washington Post or Time Magazine taking a swipe at Trump on their most recent cover where they show, you know, the Oval Office, you know, being left vandalized by Trump. The media is leading the charge. And Biden needs to just get out and say, cut it out, guys. It's over. Let the man, you know, fade into history in peace. He should put an end to the impeachment. But unfortunately, I doubt we'll see that.
You know, like I said earlier, Biden could have brought peace and harmony and unity simply by allowing the 10-day audit of these election. Well, these are just election fraud claims. There's nothing to them. Fine. Do the audit. Have it put out there. And guess what? Everybody's going to go forward and be done with it. But he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do that. He won't call off the dogs against President Trump. And by the way, he won't call off the hounds in big tech from censoring and blocking everybody who doesn't like him. I mean, this is ridiculous. Everybody on his side is shutting down, silencing, and punishing everybody on Trump's side, and he hasn't said word one.
Right, and on that punishing, there are those who are calling for anybody who worked for Trump, supported Trump, they want these people, they want them to lose their jobs, they want them to never work again. And by the way, did you know that there's 70 million of us are supposed to line up to be deprogrammed?
Right.
That's what Eugene Rupp said. There are 70 million Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. Those are going to be, so I'm looking online for the site where I have to go to be deprogrammed.
I'm looking online for Joe to decry that and say it's a bad thing. What do you think, Anil?
You would hope he would do that, but he's not going to do that. I mean, we're just in that situation. He's a puppet. He's being controlled, and he's not standing. He's not standing for what's right. So I'm not shocked. Nothing's shocking since Wednesday.
I agree. Okay, we got just over a minute left, Joe. What else you got?
Well, I'm going to take bets as to how long it is before Kamala Harris invokes the 25th Amendment and declares. I'm serious. You know, I give it 14 months before she invokes the 25th Amendment declares Biden to be unfit to serve and assumes the role of the presidency. I got 14 months on my, I got 48 months on my block, on my matrix. I got month 14.
What do you got, Anil? How many months?
Six.
Six? I'm actually going to disagree with you guys. I don't think she's going to do it. The reason why? She doesn't have to. She already runs the show. She, not that she runs Joe, but the left, the hard left, big tech, China, and Kamala's group, they all already run the show. It doesn't matter what a figurehead is doing.
Yeah, but she's different from
Ego. Ego.
Yeah, there you go.
First woman president.
You think she has an ego?
Yeah, she's different from Dick Cheney. She wants control. She needs. It's all about her. So it's going to happen.
It's all about her. Yep. Okay. I got month 14.
14 months, six. You got six. I'm going to say they're going to leave him in because they don't care. He's not in the way of anything. All right, folks, that'll wrap it up for today. Joe, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. And if you missed the first hour, it is up next. I want to thank Anil Mathai for helping hold my hand through this. We didn't literally hold hands. We're not that kind of guys. But thank you for getting me through this.
Hey, thanks. It's an honor for me. It's fun. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. All right. Hey, tomorrow morning at 9 is Fix It Radio. Drive Radio at 10. Do not mix those. John will be back. Until then, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.